Well, grace to you and peace in the name of our creative, redeeming, and sustaining triune God. Amen. So here we are in the Gospel of John, and we've time traveled a little bit because this conversation that we hear Jesus having is not after the resurrection. It's actually the night that he gets betrayed. This is part of his last conversation with the disciples before he goes to the garden, before he's betrayed and handed over, before he is executed. But they don't know that, at least not really. They don't really quite grasp what he has been telling them all along, that he is not going to be with them much longer, at least not in the same way. And so he is trying to prepare them for what is to come. He's trying to help them know that they already have the tools to keep going. But we don't always hear that message when this person that we are looking at is right, when we want, is right in front of us. In fact, it is actually right before this then, because this is part of a very long, it's called the farewell discourse in like scholarly circles. Before this, Jesus has a whole other chapter of things that he is telling them, including one of them will betray him. And actually, he then sends Judas off to go do just as that. He also immediately before this tells Peter that he is going to deny knowing him three times. But in the middle of that, Jesus tells them this. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. What an interesting place to put that. We've got Judas going out. We've got this message and reminder that we are to love one another, and that's how people will know. And then Peter, you're going to go deny me three times. But, and this is where we started today, do not let your hearts be troubled. I mean, that's a lot to take in, right? That's a lot to process. That we've got betrayal happening. Someone who is closest is going to deny that he is part of our group. And you also want us to love one another? What? How? Too much. My heart is troubled. That is a lot. And we hear that same thing echoed in the resurrection dawn just a few days later, after all of these things happen. Do not be afraid. He's not here. Don't be afraid. We also hear it in the midst of a locked room. Peace be with you. When Jesus shows up with his hands outstretched with scars. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Love one another just as I have loved you. You also should love one another. And I think it's really important that that's kind of really the thing of it. That's the heart of the matter of what Jesus really wants and needs for us to do in order that we may hold on to all that Jesus has done for us, but also that everyone who encounters us will see the love of Christ and believe that he is the way and the truth and the life, just as he is telling us. That if we can, through the midst of all of these ups and downs, not let our hearts be troubled, and that if we love one another just as we have been loved by Jesus, then maybe people will see us and see Jesus, just as we see Jesus and see God. That's a lot easier said than done, though, right? Because things are always happening in our lives that make us wonder, what is going on? Why is this happening? I wonder if any of you remember worry stones? Yeah? Okay, cool. I'm kind of a hippie, but I know that those have been around for a while. I think you actually can still find them places. Maybe even at Vaughn's, I bet in their gem and crystal room, they probably have worry stones somewhere. But they were these very smooth, kind of shiny rocks that were usually kind of rectangular with like a little a little divot or a groove for you to kind of put your thumb back and forth. So you would hold it in your pocket and just kind of move it around while you were feeling anxious, kind of a way to self-soothe or hold on to something tangible in the midst of anxiety, which, by the way, is a really great practice. If any of you do deal with anxiety, a way to reduce it is to utilize the physical world around you to ground you back to what is true and real right now, because anxiety likes to take us all other places. I think if I were carrying a worry stone with me right now, I would also want there to be a little engraving on it, reminding me not to let my heart be troubled and to love one another just as Jesus has loved me, that I can then love everybody else. That is, that even if I am feeling afraid and uncertain, I don't actually have to act out of that fear because my heart and my mind and my soul are founded and grounded on that stone of Jesus' love. Wouldn't it be great if we all had that figured out by now? The world would look so different if we all figured out a way to help ourselves remember to act out of love first and not fear. I think the things that we cling to then become what we end up showing up in the world and what we use to get through our situations. The stones that we cling to are first and foremost, hopefully, the stronghold and refuge of God's love, as we heard the psalmist talk about. But I think more often than not, in the wider world, maybe not necessarily here, but in the wider world, the stones that are held on to are more like the ones that were hurled at Stephen in our Acts reading. Because too often, it's when worry overtakes us and fear overpowers us that we make choices or act in ways that ultimately are not out of love for one another. The stones that murdered Stephen were thrown by people in power, people who were afraid of the words he was saying and teaching to them because it would change the way their power was maintained. As he spoke truth to power, it scared them to the point of execution. We see that now, right? Stones just look a little different. But they needed to cling to those stones of power and let fear take over instead of faith, instead of hope, instead of love. But Peter, though, in his letter, reminds us that Jesus is not just the rock, but he is a living stone. He is the cornerstone, the foundation on which we build our hope, the stone that reminds us that we are built on love and that actually we are built stronger when we do it together, when we collectively hang our hearts on the love of God above all else. Because we are a people who have received grace and mercy. We know we don't need to earn points or earn favor with God based on merit or wealth and power. We know by simply being who we are beloved of God. We are known and we are named and claimed. And when that is the cornerstone, there's no room for fear. When you look and live with the living rock of love, the resurrected Christ, who has removed all and any fear. If we could only trust and hold steadfast to that love like a worry stone in our pockets. So let me remind you, do not let your hearts be troubled. Love one another just as God has loved you. On my desk, and well, really for years now, I have carried this little placard that says, faith makes things possible, not easy. And I hold on to that because I think too often we think or we are told that if we have faith, life is going to be a breeze. If we ask for Jesus, he'll give us anything. He just said that, right? But that doesn't always happen in our time that we can understand. Because life's not easy. But faith makes it possible to get through things. When our hearts are sad or shaken or broken, because there's always sin in this world, there are also just as many reminders, if not more, that even though life isn't fair or just or equitable, we can get through these things and make it a little bit better. We can use that faith that stone of love to help us move forward, even if we don't know where we're going or what is waiting for us when we get there. For the road isn't going to be easy, but we know it's beautiful, or at least we trust that it can be beautiful. We can feel all the things we need to feel, but we also don't need to act as people who are afraid. We need to act as people who know they are loved, people who know that they have received mercy, that we are full of possibility. And so don't let your hearts be troubled, dear ones. Let your heart follow the way, the truth, and the life, along a path that has been laden with stones of love, mercy, and grace, where there is no room for fear to take root. Amen.